thinking about the Advaita. Advaita is Elul. So we'll try to speak this time a shtickle on the Advaita Lemaisa. Four different vibing that he gave to the Avoda of Chodesh Elul. I want to go over the four, that's in the Tamtzis, that the Avoda Lemaisa that the person could do to prepare himself for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Be'etzem, we already mentioned, Rosh Hashanah is made, is a day. There is two things that are mixed together in the Rosh Hashanah. Get it closer to Rosh Hashanah, to the details. When you open the Siddur in Rosh Hashanah, because everyone wonders why there's no private bakashas. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to, we'll leave. Although, the big part, maybe the largest part of the davening of Rosh Hashanah is and Malchus, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Imru lefana malchiyas kidei shetam lichuni aleichem, to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech HaOlam, is Kol Yochai. Then the tefillah turns over to David that is gadol v'is kadash, tein pachtecho, uvechein tzadikim, iru v'ismochu, shem v'aloizu, chasid v'hilo. So what part of the davening we've seen? How big is Hashem? Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Eilu ve'Eilu, B'chayim ve'chasnim, Eilu ve'Eilu, B'tekes ve'taksim. Everything, all different shvachim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The davening is packed with. Then there's another whole thing that it's packed with. Wishing and davening and hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be around the world. And then in Tzad Sheni, we know that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Rosh Hashanah, Nikos Eivu, Miyichye, Miyavus, Mi Bekitzoy, Mi Shalei Bekitzoy. This day is made from a mix of a couple of things together. And that's when it's not a mix. Chazal say, Imru lefonai malchi, es kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. אם לפני זכרוים אז כדי שיעה לזכרוים לכם לפני לטולבו הוא במה בשויפו והבוי עם ראש השונה one part of it is to believe that the ריבוי שלו היא לא מזמלך he does everything nothing could be without him he's called Yochai this is the הבוי עם ראש השונה I'll explain it in a second one of the pshat that believe that he's called Yochai We start to imagine the whole world. You think the Ribbono Shel Olam is so big. It's billions of worlds. We know today the world is big. Hundreds of millions of years of light. To every side, there's no end to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole world is so big. And in this big, big place in space, there's one little circle that is called our world. And in that little circle, there's a lot of people, a lot of fish, a lot of animals, a lot of different things. And I'm one of those little pieces. Mamash, a golish and a golish. And the etzem in the same svara, you mind if one little fish eats a different fish? And every moment, billions of fish eat billions of fish. Someone cares. But you're sure that if your friend did something to you, some in 2 minutes Hashem will kill it. There's no suffering about it. So why Hashem doesn't kill that lion that jumped on the zebra and ate it? It's also not nice. The world is like that. Also the lion is not nice for him to do it. But that we understand, you know how much ants are killed and every minute people step on them? You know how much Arabs are killing each other every minute? Nothing happens to them. But my friend that did to me, my roommate, that a little bit is checking me, his stomach tomorrow he will lose his hand. There's no suffering. And if you wake up and he's alive, it's a tzorech chiyuvim. You mamish, like, you don't know what is a pshat. Mamish, some of the other kashas in the moon, how it could be, this bocher is such a terrible bocher, and he's managing, and nothing is happening to him, and he has chavruzes, he has a good name. It's mamish, tzorech chiyuvim not. He's not 6 years, it's not such a kasha. But this is bad. Malchus Hashem, the godness of the Malchus Hashem is the Visal Tehilo Mikrutzi Choymer Michanitei Neshomo Vihiti Ilosecho. Even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misyachis to us. Even so. And there's no reason to be Misyachis. There's no reason. He's so big, we're so little. He could do what he wants. But Hashem says, when you makir that I'm the one that could do everything, and you makir that I'm running the world, and I can do everything for you, then I give you a good year. If you believe that I'm the Melech HaOlam, I will take care of you. This is the first chelik of the Avodah of Rish Hashanah. Then we have Avodah of Rish Hashanah to believe and to daven on Kvod Shamayim. Let me explain what it means. And then we have the Yom Adin. And all of these three things together are the Avodah of Rish Hashanah. And if we want to prepare ourselves to Rish Hashanah, I'm telling you, already halfway through. Halfway. Terrible. If you don't prepare before, it will not happen. So Rav Volpe, in his Vayin of the Achomer, we will speak, we'll try to speak on all the four today. The first chelek is to prepare that they believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech Malchei Hamlochim. So big, could do everything. Where you prepare it? We say Krishma Shachris Ve'Arvus. And in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we believe that Hoya Hoya Ve'iye, Elokeinu Takif Uvala Yechoy Yisrael Akech Espilam, Hashem Echad is the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. And if a person for the next 2 weeks till Rosh Hashanah starts to think about the godness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, I know everyone believes, yes, how big is the world? Millions of years of life. There's black holes, they don't know the end yet. How any star is bigger than the whole world, for sure. So much people in the world, yeah, the Bible says maybe these people in different worlds are not going enough, but in China or not. Yeah. But the world is without an end. Everyone believes it. But when you believe that it's so big, without an end, and Hashem is Melech Malchei Hamlochim. It's been yesterday to hear so much Yisurim he had. Tell me, I'm the Ribbono Shel Olam once. In a minute I'm hit in a car accident and I'm laying in bed hurt all of my life. And if Hashem wants, tomorrow I'll have a baby born without hands and feet and my life is over. And if you want Chas V'Shalom, someone becomes sick in my family and this is it. I can't stop someone to get me a machle in my family. I can have all the money in the world, I can't stop it. I can, everything in the world, every day people are hit in a car accident. I can't decide what kids will be born by me. He can do everything. So what is happening to me now, I also know is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't need to give him advice to give my life different. I have to doubt that he will give me koyach to pass my nisoyim. Not going now, he's 100% right or not. But this is the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Shofar, one of the main reasons of Shofar is, stated in the Zohar HaKadosh, to Mechaber, that Hashem is Melech, Bayim Ho Yeh Hashem Mechod Vashmo Yechod, Kederech HaMelochim Shemamlichim B'Shofar. If a person wants to come to Rosh Hashanah If a person manages in Rosh Hashanah to feel that Hashem is Melech Malcham Lochim, I'm a nobody. He runs the world. And he decides everything. Completely he decides. He's Zeche Medin Miyad. Chatzke Levinshin said, the Gemara said there was a time, the Gemara of a Basra, of a Metzia, was a time. He said, who will daven? The Bechir of Bala. And Yom HaNavi told him, if he davens, Mashiach comes. So Rebbe goes out and he said, and he said, the whole car is all okay. And he told the Bechir, you be Shliach Tzibur. But now must be Mashiach. They started the daven. They said, Mashiach HaRuach. Started the storm. They said, Merid HaGeshem. It started the pour. Because the Bola Neva Mechai Amesim was a rash in the basin of Malo. Who told the secret that if everyone is standing in the Bechir, so they said it's Eliyo. So the Gemara says they hid Eliyo with Shishi, Bulmas and Anura, we don't know what it means. And Eliyo dressed up like a bear from fire, and he ran inside and he messed up the whole mountain. Friend of Chatzko, you know, the kids, when it rains, they say, Mashi Ruach Amari Nageshi. We know the same time the water brings the water, yeah? So when he said Mashi Ruach started to blow wind, Mayu Nageshem is starting to rain. It's not a Bakosha. The Bakosha is in both Olein, the same Talumoto. The kid, yeah, Mashim Ruach Mayu Nageshem. But we know Mashim Ruach Mayu Nageshem is a Shvach. Not with Chatzkel. A person doesn't have to ask for Bakoshas. The Gemara says that at the Marishan, the water came up, the other mind. Well, the person is makir that is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everything. He doesn't need, but he needs to be reminded, Hashem, my chavrus is not working out. It's good you reminded him. Yeah, mamash, a mess. Hashem, I don't have money. He thought you have. It's good you told him you don't have. Yeah, he knows exactly. So what is the bakosha? What is tefillah? The bakosha in tefillah is, when a person is davening and he's asking, he's makir that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when he's makir that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, in that moment that he's makir that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem gives him. Normally, the regular way to be makir is when you beg. A kid knows everything is from his father. He knows his father gives everything. When the father feels, when he begs, a guy runs the whole thing. Everyone knows that he runs the whole thing. When I love begging, he knows that he's the boss. So, I'm not saying that in our generation, we're holding in a madrege, that we say, Mashi Ruach. When we beg for davening, this day is kashus to boil oil. But Rebchi and Bono, they said, Mashi Ruach, it was when? Meirin HaGeshem, they were makir, the tzibur, the madrege's voice, and Hashem is Meirin HaGeshem, and that minute it started to rain. And if they would say the Chayim Meisi, Rosh Hashanah, the Ezen, the Si, Haschi, and Rosh Hashanah, is to makir that Hashem is Melech. And all of the piyutim, Eilu ve'eilu b'chayim v'chasnim, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Kelbchoy Kedim, Goyle Amukes Badim, everything to know how big he is, how an outer end he is. This is the secret, this is the soid. A person has this soid, and he has that koyach in the soid, he's zoyche b'din. To get to that, the guy said, okay, I'll hear such a shmuz an hour before Rosh Hashanah. And now, I know a guy, mamash, the shmuz, he worked there for 2 hours, he told me, he mamash feels it. So I said, we'll speak after Rosh Hashanah. He got to Rosh Hashanah, they got the change of seat. But even though he's 4 years in yeshiva, he got like, you know, the middle seat, but not even as exactly a number for that seat, yeah? He could not, he was so angry. I said, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a bad seat, what is the problem? So it's all of his achonet, but the guy near him, davening loudly Rosh Hashanah, he was angry the whole Rosh Hashanah. He's the guy that Hashem runs the world and doesn't make a difference. So it's nice to say it, but a person could say it and believe in it in Gansu, and a minute later, not to live it. The way that a person could live it, of all that is kosher, at least we have 2 weeks, he said, a whole chodesh, every time in Shema Yisrael, at least 2 weeks, chuta, this is a mitzvah. Shemekabel of all Malchus Shomayim, and he believes that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Hakoyim. But to take these 2 weeks, at least this man Krishma, to come to the Akorah, Later, Rosh Hashanah, you have to know this is the avodah, at least when you say the psukim of Malchus. How big is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How stark is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, you have to sometimes, you know, a guy starts to think that Hashem is so big, the world is so big, so much animals. No, they told me I'm chapsi, you start to think about the jungle. They told us very sharp. You start to make imagination, Hashem is so big, so much world. And you know, you go out to space. Now this is the kayak of the age. About at least one pasuk in Malchus, couple pasukim in Malchus, to show to the Rebbe. This is the other base of the Avoy. But our Achona now, in Chodesh Elul, that during Krishna, to have a month to have this Kavana, to have a month to have this Machshava, this is the first Chayla. The second Avoyda in Rosh Hashanah is V'ignosa Malchusecha. We're davening for the good Shemayim to be around. What is the pshat? It's two halakim and davening in for the Shemayim, and we have to prepare for that. First, Avada Hashem is so big, He's running the world. I'm like one little fish, that, that's almost an imagination. The world, the person standing in the sea, a lot of sand. Two crumbs are fighting with each other. Yeah? You don't care. You and your friend, it's two crumbs. So you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is called Yochel. He's running the world. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing else but the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what you do in that moment, you're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to ask him why he will look at me. I'm a little fish, I'm a little piece of sand. But he's not asking to listen. He bent down to listen to that little fish out of the billions. Every minute, billions of fish are eaten, thousands of animals are dead, and a couple of people are suffering. And you're one of them, and you're asking him, please, you know, maybe you can make it a little bit easier for me. Hashem is not asking to listen to you. If you're asking for him, so he will take care of you. He doesn't need to be reminded that your friend is checking you. He can take care of you without you asking. You makir him, but he gives you a koyach to coil something. So he says, if he gives me koyach to my God and Shem Shemayim, I will use it for that. But the part of when they get to us in the Echonah, the Gemara says, kol ha-levim lo yismabu elo. The real anor will be when Mashiach will come. I saw Shabbos in Sefer from Rabbi Yanka Legalinsky. Yanka Legalinsky says that when he reads it, it gives me a shomayim. So I read over Shabbos. So when he was a kid, he was looking for Aveda. He tried to find Aveda. That is a semen and no one will come to take. Like an old bike or something. Why? So because I don't know, when he was a kid, he was thinking Mashiach will come. Some Eliyahu Hanavi will stand there. Avshach will stand on one side. The Biliashi, Mount Kotler, Shemazalme. If you want to come to Eliyahu, they will not let him in. So he was hoping to have like a Avedah, Shemunach HaShiyahu Eliyahu. He will come and tell Eliyahu, but says in the Gemara, you have to answer me. And like this, it will happen. This was the dream of a kid, 90 years ago, yeah? For Shemayim, that will happen later is, and we'll be zeicha to be a part of being a Beis Hamikdash, if we'll be roi to that. The person will fix himself, and prepare himself, to be a Talmid Chochet. So Mashiach will come. Kol HaRishon Ke'oshon Tichlo. וכן צדיקים יגילו חסידים ושורים. I want to be a part of it. I have to start to prepare. To want to daven from Mashiach to the Mizgale is if you believe that you will have a connection. So you write, I'm so far, but I'm trying to fix myself. But if you read books by night, for example, it's not sad that you will be tzadikim ya'aloizu when Mashiach will come. Friday afternoon, you don't do what you have to do. You think they will let you in there? Вот и мы с тобой любим, халахишна кашан, тихле, тих поицпия, извадим Рамшеле Заде. What do you think? Try to think yourself. Mashiach will come. Who will be inside? The guy that's learning the whole time? The guy that's Oibid Hashem? Or the guy that saw a plan to be in a restaurant until 9:30? Who do you think they will let to be in? Try to think yourself. I'm not asking you to decide yourself. If you think that if you're obedient, they'll let you in, go. If a guy says, okay, but I can't, I need a break, say it. Oh, but he has to prepare himself in these 2 weeks to be holy. Again, Hashem, Ein oba betrunia lebriya yisof. Oba pischu li pesach kepitchei shel machat. To start to prepare yourself. To start to prepare yourself. To be zeiche, to the hisgalus of his boach shmoy. I want to be madmish. The first avoidance is to believe how strong he is. The second thing is how we hoping that one day we will live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the tachlis of bria. The tachlis is not the enjoyment in the 5 hours, in the 10 hours. I mean, they bring you to a place that is a lot of mud. And if you dig inside, you find these huge diamonds. So you have to go to dig. So not geschmack when you dig. It's dirty. So you will not dig. You want the diamond. You don't think. This world is digging to get the diamonds. Yeah, but I want to enjoy. Don't make me so greasy. Don't make me... The guy goes, he schwitz. He tries to find the diamond. He knows he will make the money. It's a little passage. The world is for billions. There's no end. We are here 70 years, such a small little period of time. It's worth to suffer, to swallow, and to get to the end. A person has to think about it, that this is his sheifa. And Hashem will give him a kriyah from Rish Hashanah to daven for it. And when he davens for it, he's a part of it. It already gives him shears in the right to be mishtatef later in that thing. These are the first 2 things on machshavet that a person doing krishma and after shmoneh esrei, the second machshavet, to think when you say, it's a shalom in Reu, we ask a shalom aleinu, we dive in Tzemach Dovid. But again, a little bit, not the whole day, in Shema Yisrael, after Shmona Esre, if you have these machshavas preparing, so when Reish HaShonah you will want to work on the Tshav, have 2 days of his dadkus, you will manage. So here is a turn, a very switch. Reish HaShonah is Yoy Madin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bob Adin, and we have to be Zoyche Adin. For sure, at the end of Tumach Shabbos, how big he is, how strong he is, you want to be Zoyche Adin. And you have the chance to be Zoyche Adin. And you want to be Zoyche Adin. You have to start to prepare yourself for the Din. How you prepare yourself for the Din? So the easy way, the hard way we'll speak next week. The easy way is Chazal gives eitzes how to be zeicha v'din. Kol ha-mavir al midoysov ma'avirim lo al kol psho. If you moichel people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel to you. If you do chesed with different people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem on you. Now, I don't mean only that it's kedai to do this eitzes because it's a way out. We have to have a lot of a way out so we'll get out. But when a person starts to be mis'asek and ways to be zoicha b'din, this prepares his mind and his neshama and his nefesh for the achom eliyim adin. The guy is wrong to me, but I'll be nice to him. He did an avodah to me, I will try to forgive him. I will try to be nice. I will try to be good. I will try to do things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be merachem on me. I will try to start to do tshuva. He said that someone went to Rav Osner. He asked Rav Osner, Rav Osner asked him, "Nu? Getting ready for Rosh Hashanah?" He said, "Avada, Rebbe, I learn every day Rambam Hilchos Tshuva." Rav Osner told him, "Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is good to Ma'ayra to do tshuva. Tshuva you do in Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. Tshuva you do in Rav Mechas Tzvila. Tshuva you do in Rav Mechas Amotayra. Tshuva is to change. Sometimes the guy is speaking about Tshuva the whole time, but he's not changing. To start to get ready. To start. How I'm changing. I'm reading Shari Tshuva. Maybe will give me an etzah how to change the Rosh Hashanah. I will do Mavi Al Midoiso, will give me a yad to help the Rosh Hashanah. When a person starts to touch these things, when a person starts to touch these things, and he has a tefisa, so when the Rosh Hashanah comes, he'll be ready. Avada, closer to the Rosh Hashanah, we have to start with the misasek and the practical. How we do tshuva, how we change, how we mekabel the din. Avada, but the Chodesh Elul, a person has to start to go in, and these three things that we manage the violence. Oil Malchu Shemayim, believing Hashem Melech. Hashem is going to come closer, going to daven there, and the closer the person will be more Kodesh, will be Zeicha, to kill Matalakim. I want to get ready, I have to believe in it, that is the Tachlis is kill Matalakim. And it's a Yoyim Adin. And if I don't change, I'll have a bad year. And if I change, I'll have a good year. I have to do something about it. So before the big tshuva, let's go to start with the small aces. Mavir al midoysov, having a plan. I will start to think about it. What's that?